Aircheckdownloads.com.
Quite a strange sort of stuff, isn't it? That's Bally High, Too Blinkin' Low for Me, the BBC Big Band, conducted by Barry Forgy. 13 minutes past six, the 17th of December, and Christmas has officially started. It must have, we're playing this. Sort of going for the big finishes in some kind of way today, aren't we? Greg Lake, I Believe in a Father Christmas. You would after that, wouldn't you?
This Christmas, enjoy some classic comedy. Radio 2, This Christmas, a comedy cracker.
Season's greetings from Radio 2.
Thank you. Ella Fitzgerald, it's exactly 20 past six, somehow or other. And that was the lullaby of Broadway. I wasn't even at a Christmas party last night. I can speak better when I have been. I say 20 past six, Tuesday the 17th of December. Shopping? Nah, too early for that sort of thing yet. Iris Owen listens apparently from 6:15 every morning until she has to go out. Not quite sure if something she's ate or something like that. But she has a strange compulsion, she says, to switch the radio on again at 9:30. However, as she writes in her letter, that may all change soon. Well, you've heard of the new schedule then, have you? Meanwhile, down at the old music hall. Well, if it isn't Cosmotheca, I don't know who it is. Mrs. Carter, famed for her little liver pills, and Cosmotheca, a night at the music hall. 6 minutes each of the stalls, please, and a bag full of tomatoes to throw at the turns, if you don't mind. 25 minutes past six it is now. If it isn't Wee Willy Winky.
When I was just a wee little lad.
Well, at least it had batteries with it, anyway. Tom Paxton and the marvellous toy. Now here's the ubiquitous Jonathan King. People say ubiquitous, they generally mean, oh, not him again.
To the moon.
And when you get there, you find Jonathan King there before you. The song he wrote himself, Everyone's Gone to the Moon. Just don't ask him what it means.
BBC Radio 2.
6:30, the headlines with Andrew Lane.
European Community Foreign Ministers. Those are the headlines, the news in detail at 7 o'clock.
Bing Crosby and the Andrews sisters, Maxine, Laverne and Eamon, all singing The 12 Days of Christmas. And here we are on the 17th of December. I'm not going to work it out. Work it out for yourselves. Tuesday morning. And Ginny has written in, wanting something spiritually uplifting. Which is fine with a name like Ginny, isn't it? Straight after the 6:30 news. Oh, I'm sorry, 5 minutes have elapsed. It's 25 to 7 now. Tuesday morning, 17th. And it's full of coded messages. Just don't suppose Ginny is this new woman in charge of MI5. I'll take care of the physio. Tell him, Mungo McCleary of Chobham in Surrey. All my love. No Christmas together this year. The laying on of hands in the new year, perhaps. Spiritual uplifting? All you want. Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, Winter, and James Last. Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And there was a man who knew how to make a pizza. James Last, with his version of that. It's 21 and a half minutes to seven if you're just stumbling into wakefulness this morning, just yawning and scratching and doing anything else you might normally do at this hour of the morning. Then you've missed some of the Christmas music already, I'm afraid. You've missed Greg Lake, I Believe in Father Christmas. Got up earlier, you'd have heard it. However, you are in time for this. Well, it's more like a navy blanket at the moment, but never mind. The Seekers with Red Rubber Ball.
Radio 2 from the BBC.
Just gone 14 minutes to 7. Let's pause for thought now today with the Reverend Kathleen Richardson. I thought that was going to turn out to be the country and western version of Away in a Manger, but it didn't. Maddie Pryor. singing the song, and in Scotland, in certain primary schools, it was often sung as A Wain in a Manger, which makes perfect sense when you think about it. Alistair Tyre is in Ayr, and in fact, he's the principal of a college, trying to get me to enrol, I think. I decide to make public now my wife Jen's 50th birthday. She's currently leaping out of bed, reaching for a suitable implement with which to chastise me. However, I'm now running at a rate which I think will equal the 3-minute mile. Maybe you have something by which I could time this miraculous, fear-inspired feat. I'm afraid we're fresh out of timers, but you can have a 2.5-minute record. Add 30 seconds to the end of this, and you'll about have it. He'll about have had it before then, I think, if Jen catches him. This is The Toys and The Lover's Concerto.
BBC Radio 2.
The news at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the 17th of December. And that's the news at 7 minutes past seven.
Start the day with Radio 2, Ken Bruce.
Morning. Get on the phone to the off licence. Tell them I won't pay the bill until 1994. I'm applying for protective bankruptcy.
I'm confessing that I love you.
Beerchecktownloads.com.